Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast sponsored by my good friends at Quantum Hypno. Please check out the link below. And don't forget, a gentle reminder to you, some of you haven't signed up to my daily Substack, which is all free. There's a link below. Go and do the right thing. Sign up so we can chat over there as well. And in fact, actually, I can also do podcasts over there. So it's all free, Substack. The links below. And don't forget, of course, tickets for our live event, 1st of March, London Tan, are also available. Okay, that's all the ads out of the way. Shall we talk about Field Marshal Julia Hartley Brewer of the First Talk Radio Ukrainian Volunteers? Now, let's start at the beginning, shall we? A very good place to start. How do you know if somebody is deep state? How do you know if you're dealing with a deep state operator? Well, I'll explain how. Because on every matter of crucial importance, they will instantly pivot to the deep state view. So back in the day, our Julia, she didn't like some of the COVID protocols, but she's 100% in favor of the vaccine. That was the bit that was important, right? When it came to the Ukraine psyops, she's 100% behind Zelensky and against the evil Putin Hitler. So again, and when it comes to the Israel Hamas sort of psyops, whatever you want to call it, conflict, she's 100% Israel. So there's Julia pivots to where she's designed to pivot. And that's presumably what keeps her in the media spotlight. But you probably have seen that Tucker Carlson has gone to Moscow to interview. He's done an interview with Vladimir Putin, the Russian president. He's put out a trailer for it, but the actual interview hasn't leaked yet. When it does, it's going to be put out on X, and I reckon it's going to break the internet, depending on how X itself chooses to algorithmically promote it or suppress it. But anyway, it's a major, major achievement. And Tucker Carlson makes really, really good points. It's right that he should go to Moscow. It's right that he should put questions to Putin. And he doesn't see Putin as instantly the demon that Julia Hartley Brewer does. I think that makes Tucker Carlson basically, you know, a force for good. And I wonder, do you agree with that? But anyway, I'm looking forward to the actual interview breaking. But how has Julia responded to this? Well, she tweeted out, I think she might have deleted it now, but anyway, she did tweet out, "We are at war with Russia." Right, Julia? We're at war with Russia, are you? Yeah, we're at war with Russia. So she just, Julia can't take it. She compares Putin to Hitler. She asserts that the UK now, the UK, not Ukraine, the UK is at war with Putin. And she also added that she'd be frightened for her safety if she were to go interview him. Now, I don't know what you make of that. I think it's kind of hilarious. She's so triggered on this one, so remarkably triggered. In the first instance, actually, she's probably right, though, in the sense of the UK is at war with Russia. It's just been a war of deception. It's a third-party war in the main. Or obviously, we have special forces in Ukraine. Obviously, we've provided Ukraine with missiles and other weapons to attack Russia. So there's no doubt that the UK does have its DNA all over that conflict. But, you know, she just can't accept the fact that Tucker Carlson has managed something that she can. She sits in her little ivory tower in Talk TV and does all the typical interviews with the establishment figures that she wants to interview. She's not too keen on anti-establishment figures, mind you. I'll never be invited into Julia's little den. And then she comes out with these bombastic statements. We are absolutely at war with Putin. Well, again, as I pointed out, I actually tweeted to her. I said, who's the we? I'm not at war with Putin. Are you? If there's a regional conflict going on between Russia and Ukraine, not my problem, not my war, and I'm not taking a side in it. Although arguably you could say that Russia has been put in a position where it didn't have much choice. You could say that. Anyway, it appears that the fact that there's been over half a million people slaughtered, young Ukrainian slaughtered, doesn't stop our Julia. She's still at war. We need MOA death, MOA war, MOA Julia. That's what you get from mainstream channels like Rupert Murdoch owned platforms like Talk TV. What do you expect? This is just the nature of the beast. You know, these warmongers, and Julia is a warmonger. I mean, I have a soft spot for Julia in some things that she says, but that's what makes her all the more dangerous, because she lures you in on some of the gender wars, for example. She seems relatively sound. But as I say, on every crucial matter, such as COVID jabs and such as this Ukraine war, she's 100% establishment. And that suggests to me that she is an establishment figure. She is an establishment plant. She's been put in that position so that at these moments, she says what the establishment wants. Whereas, of course, my friends here in this platform and elsewhere, we're the anti-establishment figures. And we don't get the profile for it, but we do get the satisfaction of knowing that at least we're trying to encourage peace. We're trying to encourage good relations between nations. We don't want to see slaughter in Eastern Europe. We don't want to see the escalation of conflict anywhere. And that's, I guess, when you think about it, that's the difference between Julia Hartley Brewer and me.